Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for this one?
Go. We say what we want, give it to you.
This is Uncensored Radio, and we are here to entertain you. Oh my gosh, I don't even know who's on tonight. I know I heard Jeffrey screaming in the background before the show, bitching about something. Jeffrey, you there?
I'm here. I just had one thing experience at a total going into mass in the future.
Oh, Lord, I can barely hear you. Can you guys hear Jeffrey?
I'm in a
tunnel.
Oh,
Jeffrey, you're in Massachusetts.
Okay.
You don't need to be free anymore.
Yeah.
I went over to New York border. I didn't see no signal.
You're in Massachusetts.
We've got Mike Jay also on the show. How are you, Mike?
I am here, guys, and I am pretty fantastic, actually. I mean, other than, you know, we've had a little bit of run of the bad weather up here in New England. Unfortunately, today we are... You know, 60s and rainy. It feels like summer will never be here, and I kind of want to cut myself just a little bit.
Yeah, cut yourself because it's 82 degrees and beautiful sunny weather in Los Angeles.
It's like shit here. It's hot and it sucks. It's rainy, and it rained out of nowhere today while I was driving my car, and I had my sunroof open and was really pissed off.
James, everybody. Okay, so you've got bad weather, so we got two bad weathers, and Jeff, I heard you left good weather to go to bad weather. You're crazy, but anywho.
I know. I just had a motorcycle come up my ass like even on a mission, but I'm sorry, it was closed for business.
That sounds like something you'd like, but that's a whole nother show.
No.
Oh. That's a whole nother topic.
We just went... So we're like pulling up to the toll booth, right? I'm like, yo, get the money. It's in my messenger bag in the back seat. He's like, why is it in the back seat? Well, where the fuck? It's put in the bug. Where am I going to put it? So he ain't passing it. So I was like, he's like, where's the money? Where I always keep the money in the like zipper part in the top. And he's like, it kind of looks like you're reaching into my pocket. Pull it up. And she's like, I was like, oh. And she's like, well, that didn't look good. I'm like, stop. I'm getting them out. She's like, I see Mars is not working here. I was like, you want to do a radio show?
Oh, God.
Yeah, listen, this tales from the toll booth. You meet some real, real colorful folks up in these parts. But, you know, I'm kind
have
of curious.
Have you been drinking, Jeff?
What?
Have you been drinking and driving? You sound like you're, like, drunk.
What? No, I'm exhausted. I've been up since like 5:40 this morning.
Oh, why? Mm. Why so early?
Now I have to get up early. I work at the Astrodome. I work like freaking 12 hours a day. It sucks balls.
Oh man.
I don't want to hear it. I work 12-hour days every day.
Oh Lord, how many days?
I mean, granted. You know, being an escort is a little bit different, but I'm just saying. So,
Jeff, so James, you work 12-hour shifts every day. That's what you work. Is it 5 days a week?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
Mine's 3 to 4 days a week.
Okay. So you get your 40 hours and you get it all crunched into one, and then you get a couple of days off. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That still sucks balls.
It
and
does.
You do a lot of overnight, right?
Yeah. It's all overnight.
Tough. Oh. How do you get used to that? How are you even up right now talking to us? Like, I don't understand how you're in a coma.
Well, it's 8 o'clock where I'm at, so.
okay.
I usually get up around anywhere between noon and like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I usually go to bed around 7-ish.
How many hours of sleep do you average usually? Like only 6 or 7?
Yeah. I do good on my 6, 7 hours. I can't sleep anymore, than that, because if I sleep more than 6 or 7 hours, I'm exhausted all day. If I sleep less than that, I'm exhausted all day. So it's like six hours is like my average. And I can go on 6 hours. I can go like 18 hours on that 6 hours of sleep.
And you like this job. You told me that you really like it. So that must really be some... That must be some... Because I don't think I could deal with that schedule. The only time I ever used to do overnight was when I was in a singing group. We used to always work in the studio overnight. So we used to do that then. But we, you know, it was like... You're hanging out. It was like a party. It wasn't like you, you know, you go in and sing your part. If you need to take a nap, you go in the corner and take a nap on the couch. And when I did, like, I did the Power Ranger movie, we did, like, a whole month of overnight. But even that, again, you know, there were times you could take a nap, you could, you know, watch TV. I mean, there was a lot of things going on.
Yeah. Well, and, like, I mean, I like the overnight because I meet a lot of different people. I talk to a lot of different people. I do a lot of, and it's nice because I'm kind of my own boss at night, as opposed to having, you know, somebody tell me what to do. So I like it.
I get to pick and choose what I do.
I don't. I really don't.
You know what to do. That might be why you love the job.
It's a nice break.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm not. Well, I did get out of a speeding ticket the other day because of the company that I work for, so I'm kind of happy about that one.
Nice.
So it's working for me in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. I was going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit and got out of that ticket because I work for it, so, you know, this company is real awesome.
You know, that's so funny because, like, here in L.A., you can go, like, going up 15 miles over the speed limit is normal. Like, I don't even know what the speed limit is. Like, I don't know that there are even signs posting the speed limit because we got such bigger, like, they got bigger problems. So they're like, oh, speed's no big deal. Like, you really got to be doing, like, 100. Then they'll be like, okay, come on, you're tripping. Like,
Yeah, you got to be going like O.J. Simpson speed if you want to get caught. Shoot. No, he didn't.
And you see, he didn't get caught. They just followed him.
Nope.
Right.
Nope.
He still didn't get caught. He even went to trial and didn't get caught.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, listen, if the clock doesn't fit, you can't acquit. I'm just saying.
That was a pretty damn good defense team. Like, that was like, that was something that I just was like, they just, like, worked it. Like, it just goes to show you with some good lawyers, good strategy, they'll get you out of murder.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to hire them if I ever, you know, accidentally kill my ex-wife's fiancé, whatever.
Wait, your ex-wife? Fiance, what?
See how dirty he is?
I'm a little confused.
He's going to have a wife, and the ex-wife's fiance, he's going to be dipping over there, too.
I got a very twisted life. I mean, you know how I do with my online friends and all, you know, my internet dates.
Oh, boy.
You know, I am a...
How's Grindr been treating you, Mike?
I really need to get back on that thing because, I mean, over, like, New Year's, I think I spent, God, I don't remember how much it was. I think it was $40 or $50 to have the Grindr Extra app for, like, the year.
Oh,
and now I don't need
it. Oh, my God.
I don't even
need it. Why? Why do you need extra money just to see the exact same people?
You know, this is the thing that I've discovered about myself.
Mike is king of needless spending. I mean, it's not needless.
Right. Exactly. I don't know what to do with my money sometimes, so I just buy stupid
shit with Adam Adam, man. Seriously.
We keep telling him to send us the money, but he doesn't listen.
Right. And then he bitches because I checked, like, since you got so much extra money, you could waste it on a fucking app, bitch. You
could
take me to dinner and buy me some
beans and rice. Listen, we're going to a very nice restaurant tomorrow night. I hope you brought your
khaki. Oh, yeah, about that.
You didn't bring khaki, did you?
Actually, I did. I brought a whole outfit. It was Joe Bob, who we got in the car and we were driving. I was like, if you bring some pants? And he's like, yeah, I brought pants. I'm like, nah, jeans. He's like, why? I'm like, did not read my text of the Groupon, no history pass. He's like, I just saw the picture. He's like, I didn't read the rest of it. I was like, oh!
Oh, Lord. Well, listen, when the rest of us are working tomorrow, Mr. Joe is going to need to take himself to Cole.
Go to the gas.
Yep.
No. If you find him some pantalones, sure.
If you let Mike buy your pants, he's going to be, like, in some, like, purple pants. Mike's going to take out on him.
Right. He'll be going to Macklemore and going thrift shopping. Like, I see that.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
We don't have time for this shit. We gotta work. Like, Mike's like trying to go out to dinner, do this. I'm like, no. There's no fucking time for this stuff. We got work to do. I didn't come up here to go to dinner, to go to clothes lines, to go to the beach, to go pick up your friend from the airport. I came here to get work done and just say the social call.
Yeah, no, this is, you know. Seriously,
yeah,
this is like a flashback.
Right.
This is
even
like...
Don't even watch any footage of me saying, we need to work. We only got 1 week. This is like the same speech
right,
I gave.
No,
he just memorized it.
No, seriously, Karen, this is like role reversal from 2 years ago, where, you know, I'm trying to be laid back and chill, and let's go have fun. We don't always need to work, and, you know, like, you know, Jeffrey's all, we need to work. Joe's going to need to find something to do with himself, because I don't know what he thinks he's going to do. I don't know why he even had to come.
Poor Joe.
I know, poor Joe.
At the end of the day, like, money's on the table. So now that there's, like, money in the future, I'm like, oh, no, we ain't got no time for this shit. Okay.
We were trying to create the same money last year, but he wasn't trying to hear me. He wanted to go to the Melrose. He wanted to go see Melrose Place. Do you know how many times I had to hear about Melrose Place because I said we are not going to go see Melrose Place?
I counted.
I was labeled the meanie.
Oh.
See, okay.
Wow.
I don't really have much to say since I wasn't there.
Well, you can watch it.
Yeah.
We bitched about you just as much as we
bitched
about Melrose Place.
But I can't see you being a meanie. Like, that just doesn't seem like your personality to me.
I was just like, because we really were doing shit from the minute we got up to the middle of the night, or, you know, everybody was too tired. So I was like, I gotta do something at some point here.
If she wasn't in it,
we didn't get into a fight till the end of it. And then both of us were just fucking, like, claws out, ready to cut each other's face off.
We were like, ooh.
Let me tell you something. As the editor of this project, you all are in for a very, very big treat when this finally does make it to the interwebs here in sometime in September 2014. Long overdue, and you're all going to enjoy it very much. But, you know, there will be sneak peeks and little, caption the picture sort of deal. I know a lot of you have been commenting when we've been putting them out on Twitter and Facebook, and your responses are hilarious.
You. Fuck you. Okay? So this asshole took this horrible photo of me out. No, he's got to find, like, the worst shot ever of me. And, like, obviously, I know how much I drank in L.A., I'm like, my eyes are bloodshot. You can tell that there's no soul there because I'm hammered. Excuse me, I love that every single person posted something food or like I'm a kind of bitch. And then the three of them, I watched their kids. I'm like, I ain't watching your fucking kids from working. I'm gonna cut your ass and go drink some wine. So fuck out of my house. Like, what would you
do? Well, you should say something, Jeff. You should make you, instead of getting angry, you should step back, take a deep breath, and you should go, let me analyze this situation. If everybody thinks that I'm going to cut a bitch or I want to eat food, then there's something about me that's a consistent. Everybody knows me.
I'm not about food. They're talking about wine. But what are you talking about?
Oh, wine. What are you talking about? You're talking about wine. You said they were talking about food or they were talking about cutting a bitch. Did I hear that?
No. Why?
He said boo.
He said boo.
No, and so I was trying to think about this. So I'm not anything.
Can we rewind this episode?
Yeah, right.
I want you to go back after this episode hits the on demand, and you too, anybody listening, you can go back and listen. And he said they were saying food, and they were talking about cutting a bit. I didn't make that up. You need to go back.
No, I didn't say food.
And then go on the Facebook page, on Censored Radio, and leave a comment telling us what he said.
Right, James, you're the sweet, innocent one of the group. What did you hear?
I heard booze. That's what
did
I heard.
Said, you
heard booze?
Maybe you food or booze?
Booze. Alcohol.
Booze, right? Booze.
Yeah.
Oh, booze.
Not that you have a problem.
So, okay, Mike. You're sometimes non-biased. What did you hear? You're usually against Jeff.
Sometimes
so
non-biased. Oh God. Well,
I, you know, the phone was very broken up and is very difficult through the tunnels of Massachusetts. And I thought you were saying like, you know, like Foo Fighters or something. I'm like, the Foo Fighters? What they got anything to do with it? They weren't there.
Okay, so here's the thing. You heard Foo Fighter. You heard Foo. I heard food. And you heard booze. So come on, Jeff.
I said food.
We ain't
heard
your name.
We heard it right. But at least one of us heard it right.
You are fucking problems.
You all need to come here clear and get you a network, okay? But look, so here's the thing about the booze, alcohol. So I'm seeing my friend today who now works with me.
He really does.
We have one of the mutual friend's girlfriend, like, has been going through this horrible thing, has a liver problem, and is, like, going to die, basically. There's nothing they can do. So our mutual friend is Shannon. Hey, guys, well, you should talk to Jeff about his drinking. And I'm like, and Sherry just started cracking up, and I look down at her cross eye, and she's like, Candy, he doesn't really drink anymore. Like, where the hell have you been for, like, 2 years?
Oh, my
right,
God.
But
that's
you know
hilarious.
What's funny? Is that you sound intoxicated right now, so I can see how they could get it wrong.
Well, that's just because it's my natural nature. And I'm like trying to yell over this bug because it's so freaking loud.
Yeah, no, you're definitely yelling, and I think we want to make it very clear to our listeners that Jeffrey is not drinking and driving, and we absolutely do not condone sex behavior at all on
absolutely
this radio.
Joe!
No.
Joe, you just got toe shot all over me! What the hell? Just kidding.
What? What is going on?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Well,
in
all
real
seriousness, I'm so
glad
I didn't say Joe shot, because that could have been taken the wrong way.
Yeah, it could have. I'm real curious to know what you guys all did on Memorial Day, because I climbed a mountain.
So tell us about that.
Well, yeah, so, you know, if any of you guys follow me on Twitter or Instagram, you guys can look me up. It's at Mike J. Cummings. I posted some really awesome photos of my trip up Mount Washington, which...
Are we calling somebody?
Who's calling somebody?
It's not me.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please call or call again later. Announcement 1, switch 7, 8, 5, 4.
What is going on here?
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please call or call again later. Announcement 1, switch 7, 8.
Jeffrey. It was Jeffrey.
I'm Jeffrey. Oh, Jeff. What the hell's going on there?
I'm not sure.
Sorry.
Hot mess.
I was trying to get a better connection.
Hot mess express.
Okay,
well,
wow.
So, okay, go back to my story. Gosh. Try to have a nice story about climbing a mountain. And I'm trying to educate the people. And I got freaking, you know, LeVar Burton over here trying to rip off the folks saying he's bringing back Reading Rainbow when he's just trying to cash in. Did you all see that story?
Do you think that, though? I don't think he's trying to cash in. I think he's really trying to bring that show back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I read an article today. I forget if it was in the New York Times or the Post or the Washington Journal or somebody. It could have been the Inquirer. I really don't know, folks. But they basically, you know, were saying that, like, you know, well, here's the deal. When Reading Rainbow went off the air in 2009, you know, it was a fairly popular show. So how come if it's such a popular show that all of a sudden, you know, a network's not trying to pick it up and he has to raise all this money and he's trying to make an app that people actually have to pay for? Like, why do you need to raise money to make an app that people are going to have to pay for, like a subscription?
I can do anything. It's in a book. Take a look. Reading Rainbow.
Great, now we're going to that.
Oh, okay, well, obviously, he's not going to do it because he can't afford it.
Yeah, I think we lost Karen. Let's see. I don't know, James.
Oh. Maybe she's been eating food and she hit the mute button.
She does that. Yeah. Well, I just, you know, I don't know. I thought, like, you know, I heard about it on HLN the other day. They were saying how, you know, they're trying to bring back Reading Rainbow. They're trying to bring back Reading Rainbow. But then I read this article, and Jeff, maybe you can jump in on this too, being that you're in, you know, the education field. They were saying that when Reading Rainbow went off the air, like, the reason they didn't bring it back was because it's really not helping kids learn to read. Like, Reading Rainbow was based on the whole premise that kids already know how to read, and the way they're trying to launch the show back is it's not going to be on TV. That's the misconception of all of this, is that they're trying to launch it through an app for desktop computers. And basically, the folks that really need to learn how to read, like the lower income people with households under $30,000 a year don't have high-speed internet. They don't own a desktop computer. So the people that this is supposedly trying to help is not going to be helping them.
Right. Well, the thing is with me, is I know there's more to the story as to why the show went off the air. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I will look it up for next week because I remember there kind of being a thing about it. When it went off the air, and I just remember reading it and being like, oh. And, you know, it's been so long since I've seen the show, I don't even, all I remember is the theme song, really. So, you know, and I mean, really, it's, children under the age of 2 should not be watching TV at all. So, I mean, depending on what age group they're targeting and what level it is, I mean, it would depend on the program they're trying to run or whether or not kids could even learn. But if they're going to be doing it on an app and on a computer, they have to have some knowledge of what words mean.
Right.
Kind of, I could see where it could be a useful tool to maybe help children further their reading, but it's not going to teach them how to read.
So, you guys all know how there's those crazy towels.
Hey, guys,
like,
sorry about that.
What's your name?
I'm okay. Like, miracle! It's a miracle!
It's a miracle. Okay. LeVar Burton rescued her.
I know. Tell me, Marie. You want my opinion?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, yes. I think when was the last time we saw that guy work? So, you know, it's been a while.
Star Trek?
And,
87?
Yeah, so, right, exactly. So it's been a while. I think he thought, you know, hey, let's give it a whirl. And I think he put it out there. I don't think they really thought that he would raise that kind of money in one day. So, you know, I think it's great. I think they'll really put the show out. I mean, it's gotten so much press. It's not like they can't put the show out, you know?
Right, right. Well, listen, I mean, I got a little career tip for him. You know, I mean, buddy, mm-hmm. You're hard-pressed for cash. How about you go around convention, you know? I mean, with your...
Well, maybe look at this. This is the thing. Like, people always come up to me, and they're like, hey, why don't you put together a Power Ranger movie? And I'm like, even if I have the money to do that, I'm not going to spend my own money doing it. Like, you get investors, you do your thing, and in the cool world right now, you can do a Kickstarter, you know, and you raise the money. And... you know, I'm sure he's okay. Conventions. Like, that money needs to go to probably his household, you know? I think he probably still gets really
right.
Good residuals, too, off of that Star Trek stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Star Trek, that was on for a while. But,
yeah,
Jeff, to answer your question, they've raised about $13,000. You know,
well, that's not a lot.
No, they didn't. But they raised $1 million.
Did they hit the million already?
They hit the million in one day. They hit the million in one day, Mike.
Oh, wait, my bad. I was thinking of Ricky Lake's documentary, the, you know, Losing People. Listen,
yeah,
we need some LeVar Burton money, and we need some Ricky Lake money.
We need to bring him on, and, like, he needs to, like, do a Kickstarter for Uncensored Reality. He could raise $1 million in one day. I don't even know what he did. How did she do that, honey?
Well, you got to think, though, Reading Rainbow was on forever. So there's a lot of people where it's kind of nostalgic. You know, that they want their kids to see with something that they saw with the same person, you know? Like, there's a nostalgia aspect of it. But then, you know,
mm-hmm.
He's got all of his Trekkie fans that are going to donate money. It's just like with you for us in the reality show. We got all the money from Power Ranger fans. And it was 20 years ago.
It
doesn't really matter.
Out, right? Yeah, totally.
Like, and, you know, obviously Star Trek was huge in itself. And then Reading Rainbow was pretty big for a while. I don't know if it was that big towards the end, but like I said, like there's something, I'm going to go find it for next week. There's something else, there was more to the story when it ended. And I don't remember what it was. I'm going to find out. I'm going to plow it up. I'm going to pop the res, see what he's done.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was, like, shocked, but that was, like, why he trended and why people were flipping out, because they were like, wow, he put together this Kickstarter, and boom, he made his goal in one day. Like, amazing.
Now, let's see. Now, the question is going to be, like, is this business by the house next week?
Say what? He's like, all of a sudden, you've got this Malibu, Reading Rainbow's in this beautiful Malibu home overlooking the ocean.
Hey, he's having a party.
We're going to make one episode of Reading Rainbow, and I'm going to give me a new house in Malibu. Thank you.
Right. Well, you know what, though? I'm excited that Reading Rainbow's coming back, because I'll tell you this. You guys know Maya Angelou passed away the other day. Horrible, right? I saw more posts where people were like, you know, Maya Angelou wasn't that famous. I mean, she sat in the back of the bus, and, you know, yeah, she might have helped us, but people like Nicki Minaj are more famous because, I mean, at least Nicki Minaj has a clothing line.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
Send you the post. You will die. Joe's like, thank God Reading Rainbow's coming back. We obviously have problems with our youth.
Wow.
Like,
Maya Angelou
didn't sit in the back of the bus. Like, she was a world-renowned poet, activist. I mean, just amazing woman.
On my Facebook page, we're even posting about her passing and, like, posting quotes. And, like, one of my favorites I saw a lot was when somebody shows you who they are the first time, believe them.
Yes.
I don't like it. That's not the truth. I don't know what is.
I don't know what is, right? I don't know what is. And that's the thing. Like, she's, like, a lot of things that you don't really even know that you're quoting Maya Angelou, but it's like she came up with so many amazing poems, speeches. I mean, she's only one of two people who actually did a poem at a presidential inauguration. I mean, she's, you know, it's just amazing. Like, to me, I feel like she's shaped at least our generation. Like, we had it in school. Like, we had to, like, learn one of her poems, I think, in seventh grade and get in front of the class and, like, say it and mean it. You know, I think I was in speech class, and that was one of our assignments. So, I was totally shocked. And then they were, like, it was, like, just ignorance. Like, these kids today, guys, I don't think they get. Like, they haven't had to struggle. You know, at least we knew our parents came from a struggle. Or you know what I'm saying? You at least knew of a struggle because 9 out of 10, your grandparents or your parents had some sort of struggle just in their life. If it wasn't, you know, segregation or if it was just women's rights or, you know, because America's had a struggle. But in the last maybe 10, 20 years, there really hasn't been much of a struggle for this youth of today. So here they are thinking that Nicki Minaj is, like, more famous. I just was like, I was blown away, guys. You guys would have died. Like, I'm going to find those posts and send them to you.
I think that society's so locked down now.
Yeah.
Because, I remember in the 80s or whatever, you know, if you were born in the 80s, 70s, you knew who Lucille Ball was. You knew who Star was from the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s.
Yeah.
But now there's so much, that it's just, they don't care. Like, they're just so bogged down with shit that it doesn't even matter anymore. You know, it's whoever's honest on Twitter, not who made Mark. You know, like, Lucille Ball is iconic. And, like, well, I was talking to one of our foster kids who's 15. She's like, who?
Right.
Hell no. Let me put out some last time right now with my wife. I love Lucy for the rest of evening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's funny to me because, like, people who are famous now aren't famous for any talent. Like, a lot of the people are just, they're infamous. Like, they're just known for their ass or they're known for their dating such and such, or this person's known because they broke up a marriage, or this person's known because they got a million Twitter followers, or whatever. It's like, they don't really have any, like, I put out an album and sold a million copies, or I wrote a book, or I wrote a New York Times bestseller, I was on a hit show, or, like, it's not really nothing, like, I'm a dancer, I'm an actor,
that really brings up a really good point that with the internet and YouTube and viral videos and everything else nowadays, it's like you can be an instant hit and be somebody in a matter of, 24 hours if you hit a viral video. You know, back in the day, it was actually a craft. It was an art to be able to be like Lucille Ball, to put out, a show
like
that. It's
so funny. To me, it's like I watched some of the older things that, like, today. I kept listening to that, the Go-Go's Vacation, which was another thing. They're like, who the hell are the Go-Go's? What is that shit you're listening to? I'm like, oh, my God. But then I'm like, they can't. The one Carl can't really sing for shit. And, like, a lot of the singers in the 80s weren't really strong singers, but there was the look, the act. So even if they were maybe the best of singers, there was still a package that went with it. Where now it's like, you just need to date the right person, right, have the right sex tape, like Karen said, and be auto-tuned. Well, I mean, at least she wasn't auto-tuned. So, Disney Channel, that's the perfect example.
Yeah. Disney Channel, I mean, come on, and where do these folks end up? I mean, what was that, the one kid from Sweet Life with Zach and Cody, what, when
what was his big deal recently? He had his wanker showing on a couple of different things because he was tweeting it up there. I mean, come on. I mean, it was nice.
He handled it really, really well.
He did.
Like, and he didn't make a big deal out of it, so it didn't really become big other than, like, oh! Pictures, and he was like...
He was tweeting his winker,
and
one of the twins,
he's all grown up now, oh, honey, it's nice to look at, I'll send you the picture. I gotta save it on my iPad.
One
of the twins. Yeah, well, he wasn't tweeting it. He sent it to a girl or something, supposedly a girl. We don't know for sure, or I wish. But anyway, I make that quite up. But he sent it to a girl, and she got mad.
That's where you
gotta
watch it, too. Can you imagine? Like, remember in the day, you could send someone a naked picture, and it wasn't going to end up on the Internet. Nowadays, people will send that shit to the Internet thinking they can get $5.
Because in our day, you had to take a Polaroid, And then you had to shut it down, but nobody knew how to do that because you had like Windows 3.1, 3.0 and paint. So it was like a three-week affair just to have a photo on your AOL profile. Like, you can't go on PC, like, what do you have to do? And it took a whole day to upload a photo.
Right, and now there's like a website called hookupphonebook.com that I typed in my email address, and it's the first thing that pops up on Google is hookup phone book. I clicked on the link and it's got my email address, my name, and my phone number posted on there, and I did not do it.
Where have you been? You've been on that grinder.
Not on Grindr. Not Grindr. Not Grindr. I don't use the app.
Was I talking to you last night? I was talking to somebody from,
from the hookup.
Shut up, Mike. We can't let them... No. My clients are confidential.
That's a secret. I forgot.
You know what?
Mike is actually a hot commodity.
You should consider it. I know I've been trying to hook you guys up for a while.
I'm just saying, my rates have gone up. I mean, I'm a pretty hot commodity out here. So.
Now tell me what has happened that your commodity has gone up because I need to know. I need to be a winner. I need to be like you. I've been an escort for like the last couple of months. I need my stock to go up. What have you done?
Well, I told you I've been an escort for the last couple of months.
An escort?
Yeah.
Like with a man, like
my
people,
own...
like men. Where have you been? I don't understand. Like, what is that? Why you work at night? I thought you were doing telemarketing. I work in an office by myself.
I work in an office by myself, and there aren't any security cameras, so. I figured, hey, I might as well make a little extra money on the side. So I started, I have an Adam for Adam profile that lists
you
as an escort.
You're such a liar right now.
And I will send you a link to my profile.
Send me a link right now.
I will do it.
Go back and listen to like 2 weeks ago. Like, we had this whole big conversation with Katrina, and she was dumbfounded. She's like,
I was at Comic Palooza. I didn't want to miss all this. I was interviewing Officer St. John, trying to build our hot commodity. I didn't want to miss all this.
I'm sorry that we kept you out of the loop for so long. I mean, it's something that I've been doing for the last couple months, though, and I really enjoy it.
If you weren't doing escorting, Jeff would have called me in 2.2 seconds and been like, girl. And he did not.
Yeah, this is true. If there was a way, yeah, James, if there was a way that Jeffrey could make money off of you escorting, he would have figured out that. Like, who's that girl?
That happened.
How do you know? How do you know he's not already getting 10%?
call me, girl. We shooting a show. Get your shit. We got things to pay for.
Girl, here's the thing. Like, I didn't know if they could, like, come into effect with the moral clause in our contract.
We have no moral clause.
It's an under the table. Like, you think it makes sense under the table?
You're such a bad liar. I'm going to send you my profile. But I don't believe there's no transactions going on.
Well, okay. Thanks for basically telling me that I'm not worth something. Thanks.
No,
that's
no,
great.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That.
You called
me that earlier.
No, I did not.
You talked about this earlier, and now she's saying I can't get a guy to sleep with me for money. So, thanks.
I did not. You know
what?
Because I know you, James. You got your questionable moral, like, gene in you. If it were Jeff, I'd be like, Jeff wouldn't do it because he's got too much moral. Jeff, all talk, be like, oh, hell yeah.
You know what, though? Things changed during the last couple months. I've realized that I want to live my life and have fun, and why not get paid while I'm doing it?
Well, I'm all about it, buddy. Just, you know, make sure you double bag that because you don't want to catch something. Although these days you can catch something just by getting a McChicken sandwich at a McDonald's. So, you know.
Right. But I stay away from McDonald's. I go to the free clinic once a month, and I'm good.
Yeah, just to fill in the backstory, I know I shared this with Jeffrey, and I think Karen, too, maybe.
Oh,
but
no, I
there
saw
was
it before you told me, but the story's just so nasty. I know.
Yeah, so
I heard all about that one.
This is legit truth. This is not made up. It was tested. This woman went to McDonald's. She ordered a McChicken, and obviously the McChicken has, you know, some sort of mayonnaise, some tartar, or something. I think it was mayonnaise. But she ate it, and she broke out all over her lips. And it turned out that she had the herpes. Yes, she got herpes from eating a McChicken. And this was because, and they tested this. I am not making it up. You can look up the article.
Yes.
They tested it, and they confirmed that there was sperm from two different people in that mayonnaise, and one of them got the herpes.
But the thing is, what made the story more gross was that in the article, like, they're interviewing her, and she's going, it had a real familiar consistency. It was a real familiar consistency. I just couldn't believe it. So I'm like, reading the article, like, thinking of the McChicken, and of course they have the grossest picture of it. So I'm, like, gagging, like, oh, my God, like, looking at this bitch's lips. I'm like, oh, no, and no. Like, I would not be suing McDonald's. I would be owning it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for every lip. Oh, my God. I never want anything like that.
I can't see it. Please do not send me that picture, because I will die. I will die a sudden death. And if I'm dead, then all my fans, friends, family are going to be like, why'd she die? Because they showed me that picture.
And I apologize to all of our listeners on the West Coast who are going through the McDonald's drive-thru right now and getting your dinner.
After reading that article, I swore off McDonald's. Like, I will never eat there again. So,
well, you know, I said that too, and then I went through McDonald's the other night not thinking about it, and then as I was biting into the Big Mac, I'm like, oh shit, I hope I don't get the herpes. I'm like, well, you know, there could be worse ways to get herpes. I mean,
right. You could be doing what I do. I mean,
that's true. I could be doing what James does. Oh, man.
Work in the street corner every night.
And I'm still not, I'm so still not believing James is a prostitute.
I have a constant ad on Craigslist as well. Thank you.
That does not make you a prostitute.
Hey, you can believe what you want to believe, honey. But I'm just saying, things change, people change.
If this was true, Mr. Mouth of the South West region, Jeffrey Emmett would have called me so fast. Girl, call me. Call Vince back. Call Homo back. Call me now. I have a shit to tell you. That's what I would have gotten.
This is true. This is true.
It's so true.
You know, if you're just tuning in to the last 10 minutes or so of this, what we like to refer to as the train wreck of a show, we go from, you know, me climbing Mount Washington to Maya Angelou to picking on Geordi LaForge to Star Trek to getting herpes from McDonald's and our co-host being a escort calling the same show. You're not confused. It's just me. Oh, yeah, and Jeffrey eating nonstop.
I tell you what, this has been a fun hour. But seriously, you should have heard Katrina's reaction to that. She...
Oh, that was quite
hilarious. It was hilarious.
Yeah, she straight up thought that James was really working as an escort. Now, we could fill the listeners in. He does not work as an escort, although if he did, it's perfectly legal as long as he's not having sex with people for money. But if he doesn't in Vegas, it's okay.
Only Reno. I've done the research. Only Reno.
Only Reno? Okay.
He's done the research. That's the funny part.
Well, listen, he's a very well-educated escort.
You're not getting paid if it's a donation towards your college fund.
Exactly.
Ah.
Thank you for that new tagline. Thank you for my new tagline. I appreciate that.
Right. It's just to be a donation.
And not get arrested 101, courtesy of Uncensored Radio.
Jeff is the key. Jeff is the
gift
that keeps on giving. Jeff will hook you up.
I think that brings up a really good question for the last few minutes. Would you actually pay to have an escort? I'm not saying for sex. Not necessarily pay for sex. I'm saying an escort. Like if you had a date to go to, like a work function, a prom or something, would you pay to have an escort take you? I'll go first, and I'm going to say yes, I would. I would pay for that.
Well, I know, because why do you think I've gone to a race with you, bitch? Because you bought me dinner. I'm okay with it.
Escort. Yes,
yes. Oh, that just takes this.
Said, Mike.
Oh, that just takes this relationship to a whole different level. Chloe!
She's escort for the weekend.
Okay, no. No nookie.
All this time,
I thought you had a crush on Jeff. Now I know Jeff is a crush on you.
Oh, God. We're going to be on that damn thing. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. How does he take me with money turn into that?
I'm telling you, now I get it. I get the breakdown. You have always been
Jeffrey,
involved with
Mike. Because, Jeffrey, you have a daddy complex.
I have no daddy complex.
It makes sense. A big daddy complex. Your sugar daddy has a donkey. Like, I get it. It all makes sense now.
Oh.
These daddy issues, I tell you.
And here's
these daddy issues.
You know what? There's nothing I could do for that bitch but to bump it. Like, so, I mean, it wasn't working out to begin with. I'm not lying, honey. I don't really get down like that.
Oh, man.
Like, there's just nothing I can do for that.
So, James, you didn't answer the question. Would you pay for an escort?
No, because I would be the escort.
Confidence.
So,
look at that. Well, all right, I'm curious, Karen, to hear your reaction. I mean, if you had a work function, you had like a professional dinner, or you had to go to an award show or something like that, And
you
went with your man. No? You would go sad.
I would go sad. Yeah. I've gone to a lot of things by myself. But I usually don't have to because I had such a plethora of options.
No way for her.
That was a joke. No,
you're right.
No,
I
mean, you're
right.
Right.
I got people that want to go with me.
I always had like an entourage, so
yeah.
I didn't need to, you know.
People wanted to hang with the kid. Like they were like, "Hey, can we let's roll?" I'm like, "Let's do it."
I think that's why I got promoted so quick at the nightclub because I always brought in a crowd of people with me.
There you go. There you go. Well, Mike, you're the only one who would pay for an escort. How do you feel about that?
No. Well, you know, I'm okay with it. I mean, it's not like I, you know, want to go out to dinner and I'm lonely or something like that. I'm going to steal a quote from Barbara. I'm alone, not lonely, Bill Getty. I'm alone, not lonely. But anyway, No, I mean, I was like, I would, if I was in a pinch and I had a work function and it was like, you know, or, you know, some sort of crazy 10-year high school reunion and I didn't want to go alone and I couldn't find a friend or someone to go with me, I would pay someone to go with me. Are you kidding me? If I went to my 10-year Catholic high school reunion, I would pay someone who was in, like, the Chip and Dale Club or something to go with me just to rub it in their faces.
Okay, but in the day and age of Facebook, especially in the day and age of Facebook where you're friends with all those people that you went to high school with, they kind of know that you're not in a relationship.
I'm very few. I mean, I've got requests from people I went to high school with, but they ain't in on my page. Fuck you, you did.
He's only friends with Jeff from high school and maybe one other person.
He's got a few out there.
There's like maybe three or four, I would say, out of everybody
I went
to high school with.
Surprisingly, I have a bunch on there, and like, I didn't like you then. Why are you on my wall? I don't understand.
I'm going to get a little bit personal here. But to people out there who, you know, I went to middle school with and I went to high school with, you know, you all made fun of me back then because I looked different than from everyone else. And now all of a sudden that you're an adult and you grew up, you want to be friends with me? No, I don't accept that.
Yeah.
I never did that. You better make that crystal clear there, bitch.
Well, obviously you did it. You guys are besties. So obviously you did it. Well, I understand that. That's some whack shit. No, I absolutely do not.
But see, this is what I don't understand. It's like Mike says that, and I'm like, no, I don't remember anybody ever saying anything about the way you looked. Like, it was how you talked, and you treated them like shit. That was
You were an asshole, Mike. It wasn't
about
how you were. You were an asshole.
Listen, at 13 years old in sixth grade, I don't know how I could have been an asshole. I didn't know that many folks.
No, you were an asshole.
Mike, imagine.
I will admit to it in high school. I was an asshole. I did some things.
There's pictures and video like of Michael walking with his nose. It's like held up in the air like he's this snooty bitch. Like I can't even be talking to your mom. You people are
listen. You try going through life without having much of a chin, and you're gonna learn that you need to stick your nose in the air to make it look like you got yourself right.
I had four of them. I mean, you could have just had one.
What? If he would have offered, I would have took one. I would have took two.
I think he had four of them.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know that old line, I'm all pissed off. I have more chance than a Chinese phone book. It's the truth.
My...
Everyone's Ken. You can't get mad because I'm not fucking being an asshole. I'm just speaking the damn truth. I did. It was a fact.
I got the yearbook first.
On that note.
But,
on that note, Mike, you have no excuse to be the asshole.
I'm always an asshole.
Ken,
oh my goodness.
Oh God. We're going to hell. All of us are going to hell.
I'll see you there. Good night.
Wow.